You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Marisa Waddell. San Luis Obispo County officials decided this week not to switch to a new voting system for the 2020 election. It was created by the state legislature aiming to modernize voting in California. The county's election officials presented options and community members shared their support, but the price tag may have swayed supervisors from changing. For now. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
Senate Bill 450 passed in 2016. It gave counties the option to mail ballots to all registered voters and replace polling places with, quote, vote centers. There would be fewer of them than polling places, but the vote centers would be open for 10 days before Election Day instead of just on Election Day. This new system was tried out in five counties in 2018, and voting numbers were higher. But San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong says those numbers might not totally be representative of the new system.
You know, last year's elections was big by all accounts, but I would say statewide, I think almost every county showed an increase.
Postage and staffing the centers would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and counties would have to pay a big chunk of that. Many, like Oceano caregiver Alin Villa, thought it would be worth it.
You know, I've heard money being the issue, but I say if it increases voter participation, even just 1% in our county, it's worth the effort.
Gong did present the board with a slimmed-down version of the new voting system that may be easier to implement and puts the price tag closer to $164,000. Not everyone, like Supervisor Lynn Compton, thought it would benefit the county, which typically has high voter turnout.
I don't disagree with the comments that are made that if you're elderly, it's hard to get to the polls. If you're disabled, it's hard to get to the polls. Certainly you have empathy for those people. They can vote by mail. But for the people, you're taking away a choice from someone like me who likes to poll vote.
Ultimately, the board majority shot down switching to an all vote-by-mail system, but supervisors did say they'd like to reconsider the change at a later date. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.